Marines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Thank you. Radio on this Tuesday night. My name is Willie Bernard with Virgil Spragus and Russ the Hoad, and I tell you what, it's getting more psycho and more psycho out there as the day goes by, but hey, we're all surviving it. How you doing, Virgil?
Oh, we're doing okay. We're making it, considering, but up in Ohio right now, in the slush and the snow, ice road trucking, but we're doing pretty good so far. How about you, Russell?
Russell's not on, so I don't think he's going to call in. So, but I know we got chest of snow coming in tomorrow. Our temperatures are already dropping outside, so and everything. So I just flipped my heater on just now, just before we got on the air. But I tell you, brother, this is getting psycho out there. You know, we're seeing. Now, the Democrats are redistricting the counties everywhere around because they know they don't have a winning chance right now and everything. So this is the only way they're going to be able to cheat to stay in. You know, you and I were talking about that earlier.
Well, I told you that, Joseph. I told you that. I told you that months ago. Months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Months ago.
And it's just not. In Georgia, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, you know, and stuff. But they know the only way they're going to survive is to redistrict and cheat because they know we're keeping an eye on those Dominion voting machines and other things, you know. So how else are they going to cheat, Virgil?
Well, I mean, right? You know, I told y'all, I told everybody that. That mm-hmm. is the oldest trick in the book.
Oh yeah,
and like I was talking with Jonathan Garcia. Okay, I'm going to tell everybody this right now. Okay, go check your voter registration status. Okay, and I'm going to tell you this why. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, even though you may live in the same district. If you bought another home and moved into that home, but haven't changed your living address, your residential address on your voter registration, they're going to use that to purge you from the voting polls.
Oh, definitely.
From the voting pool.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone out there, you need to go. It doesn't cost anything. You know, all you have to do is go to your clerk of court's office, ask for a voter registration update. Tell them you want to update your voter registration, mm-hmm. or you can
and
do
me,
it online.
Me, you know, we on this last election we had here, which was about a couple of weeks ago, I got pissed off because, you know, here I live in Valencia County. But I'm not in the city district, so I wasn't able to vote for the mayor. I was like, when did that start? I was surprised by that. They said, well, you're not in the city. I go, and? But I'm in the
You're
county.
Not in the city limits.
Exactly. Exactly. So no, and a lot of people were mad about that. You know.
So you need to go update your voter registration because they are going to do it. Because I'm going to tell you why. And it's going to be especially heavy in Georgia. Because anything that Stacey Abrams is involved in is going to be crooked and
mm-hmm.
corrupt
mm-hmm.
as anything you have ever seen before. This
mm-hmm.
thing, this creature, is more fake than a boob job on a 75-year-old stripper. Okay?
Right,
you cannot
right.
believe anything she says. She is the number one poster child for being the socialist puppet. Joseph, turn that damn notification off.
Go ahead. So, sorry about that.
And so especially in Georgia. And Marjorie, if you are listening, you need to get your supporters to, now we're going from bad to worse.
Mm. Getting a phone call. Go ahead. I'm turning it off. Go ahead. But yeah,
Marjorie, if you're listening, to this, you need to tell your supporters to go out and redo their voter registration. I'm telling you people, they are going to come after it, and it is a very simple thing to do. All they have to do is get a list of the registered voters, which is public information. Then they get a list from the utility companies, okay, of who has utilities running to their house and this, that, and the other. If that address to those utilities does not match up to the address of that voter registration, they are going to purge you from the voting pool.
Exactly.
Especially if you are, and they're going to target conservatives. They're going to target Republicans.
Exactly.
They're going to target them.
That's why they're doing this redistricting now here in New Mexico in certain counties, because a lot of it...
Well, redistricting only works if you do the voter purge. Redistricting...
Exactly.
Listen at this. Redistricting depends on voter purge. They're throwing up the red flag, people. Do not fall for it. Get your voter status updated. I'm telling you, I'm warning you now to get it done, because I'm going to tell you what. You're going to go to the polls, and you're going to be marked ineligible. They're going to purge you. You have to be registered voter at least 120 days before the election. Do it now. Do it now.
And I tell you, you know, it's there's we got a caller on the show now, but you know, we talked about this morning. But well, these people are hanging by a thread, Virgil. We said this; they're barely surviving right now, so they're going to do everything they can. Wouldn't you agree to survive?
Oh yes,
this is one way to do it.
Oh yes, they're gonna do everything they can. Stacey Abrams is up, down, and sideways screaming, voter suppression, voter suppression, voter suppression. Okay? Now, there is no voter suppression. Okay? Voter ID is not voter suppression. Okay?
It's hogwash.
I guarantee you, Stacey Abrams has a driver's license. Okay? If a dumbass like Stacey Abrams can find a motor vehicle office, anybody can find a motor vehicle office.
Right. Or your nearest,
okay.
DMV. You know, there's DMV places.
That's the motor vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't have to take a drive. You don't have to take a driver's test to get an identification.
Oh, exactly.
All you have to do is bring
your
birth certificate. All you have to do is bring your birth certificate.
Hey, we got a caller. I'm going to bring the caller in real quick. Hey, caller, how you doing?
Good night, Joseph. Good night, Virgil.
Hey, my lady.
Hey,
what
you say, Beverly? Well, hey, good night, mate.
Good night, mate. Hey, the bloody hell are you?
Oh, we've been doing good. We've been, running the road and everything, trying to make a living. You know, let's go, Brandon. I hear y'all catching hell down under. I hear they're giving y'all hell down under.
Yeah, mate. That's right. My mum died on the 26th. From the vaccine. She was 96.
Well, I didn't know that. Darling. I'm sorry.
That's all right, but she was 96, but she was a fit 96 prior to the vax. She was still driving. Went to CWA, which is the Country Women's Association. RSL, which is a Return Services League, in a church, cards twice a week, and yeah, anyway, within 6 weeks of having the vax, she's dead.
Wow. I watched a video yesterday, Beverly. Well, Bev,
you know, I mean, I sympathize with y'all. My heart goes out to you. Okay,
yeah.
I met, you know, when I was in the Marines, you know, I met up, you know, we did exercises, you know, with the New Zealand Marines, you know, we did maneuvers with them and everything, and you know, there were some Aussies up in there, and you know, I really do like the Australian people. I really do like y'all. You know, y'all come off a little bit gruff sometimes, but really deep down, Australians are very, very nice people. They're very nice people. You just have to overlook. You know, I mean, they're born dropping the F-bomb. Okay. They're born dropping the F-bomb. You know, I mean, they teach elementary school kids, you know, how to properly say the word fuck in an Australian accent. Okay. But here's the thing, Bev. I know that y'all have baseball bats. Y'all have crowbars. Y'all have pieces of steel pipe. Y'all have bricks. Okay. Now, for everybody in Australia listening to me, okay, during World War II over in Europe, in France, the most deadliest weapon in the world were French women with the French Resistance posing as prostitutes with straight razors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
A straight razor will get you a gun. A gun will get you another gun. Those two guns will get you 10 guns.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You know, these police officers and these soldiers, you know, they're outmanned, they're outnumbered. Start taking a stand. Start busting these cocksuckers in the head and taking their guns and take your country back.
No,
take your country back.
Yeah. Yeah, my mum was the only World War II veteran left in this town, so it was a deep loss to everybody.
Today is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
Today is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yep. Believe it or not, by freak coincidence, I was born at the exact same time Pearl Harbor was attacked 20 years later. How coincidental is that? Yeah.
So that's why the Japs bombed us.
Right. But Beverly, I was watching a feed yesterday from Australia, from Melbourne, from inside one of those camps they got down there, where a lady was filming in there, and everybody thought I talked about it last week, but they're like, you're making this up. But can you confirm that they do have camps putting them vaccinated in there, or am I making that up? Because I saw a feed on that yesterday.
Yeah, especially up the Northern Territory, because whilst the southern states are fucked as far as, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've stuffed the states, the southern states. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying on the Northern Territory.
Wow.
The military is going into outback Aboriginal communities and dragging them off to Howard Springs, which is like a FEMA camp.
Wow.
And forcefully vaccinating them.
That's just horrible. That is just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
that
they
just,
want all
I mean,
the,
no.
the rare minerals that are up there, up around there.
Wow. Yeah, I've been following that guy that he sent the video to me too on my messenger. So I'm following him. And that's where I got the live feed at. And they even put him, didn't they, lock him up, him and his wife there for a while, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I say, Bev, you know, if you can't spit in Australia without hitting an empty beer bottle, you're not in Australia, okay?
Right.
Those beer bottles don't only hold beer. They hold gasoline. They hold alcohol. They hold styrene. Start making weapons. Start fighting back, people.
Yep.
Start fighting back.
Yeah.
I mean, it
hasn't gotten to that point. I wasn't even allowed to go to my mother's funeral, Virgil.
That's sad. Yeah, they were doing that here, too. They weren't letting people go to their family members' funerals and stuff.
You know, Joseph, I hope people are listening to this. I hope people are listening to this. Like this goddamn bitch up there, this iPhone Omar that wants to make all this big deal because the congressman from Colorado made a joke while she was getting in the elevator, you know, and made a joke and then faked a voicemail call on her phone.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, about how she's going to kill and dropping the N-word and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was so fake. I mean, anybody can see through that. But the people that are living in this country, I hope you're listening to this. I hope you're listening to this. And for those of you who are downrating America, who are saying America is so bad, I hope you're listening to this. I hope you are listening to this woman as to what she's telling you.
We've been getting huge amounts of people at protests. Like, I reckon Melbourne was about 700,000, Sydney about the same.
Wow.
I've even had some in my town in Wagga Wagga.
Yeah.
But they're not listening. They won't. But, you know, and then I've got a nephew in Melbourne, and he went to one of the protests where they were using rubber bullets on the people.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he said he went to McDonald's, and he said these blokes were just bloody idiots carrying on like they were drug fucked. Anyway, he went along with he was walking his dog, and he went down to the Shrine of Remembrance, and he said these same idiots were getting dressed into police uniforms.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. And then the next thing, he's turned around and they're firing rubber bullets at people, and they had to disperse. It's ridiculous.
You know, I know Bev. I know it, Bev. That it is hard for a person, a law-abiding person, to turn against your own countrymen. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, they're not your countrymen. If they are supporting a tyrannical government, if they are spreading tyranny, and they are violating your basic right to choose how you live and how to be free.
Exactly.
Those are your enemies. They are not your countrymen anymore.
No.
And the reason why they don't...
These Aboriginals up in the Northern Territory, there was even talk that UN...
Mm-hmm.
Forces were used to round them up.
Yeah. I heard the UN was already down there.
Sorry?
I heard the UN was already somewhat down there in some parts of our
Yeah, they are.
You know.
And these politicians, you know, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, we like Australia's gun control laws. We think we should adopt the same laws here in the United States. Well, look at what's happening to Australia now. Look at what happened. The people allowed themselves to be disarmed, just like in Nazi Germany, just like in China, just like in Russia, and look what's happening. Look at what is happening.
And the reason why, you know, we keep our politicians at bay is because we have guns. They try to push us, but we push a little harder.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And you notice this, Joseph? The last school shooting. Okay. Had this happened under Trump's administration, hell would be breaking loose. Because there is an election year coming up, they're all quiet as mice and twice as nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They don't want to touch the gun control issue.
I believe
it's 2022. Yes.
I think Russell just called in. Let me bring him on real quick.
Hopefully
hey, Russell, is that you? Or hey, caller.
Republicans take over the Senate and the House of Reps.
Right. Yeah, this isn't Russell, this is Joe.
Oh, hey.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Joe, how you doing, Joe?
How you guys?
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, so I hear you talking about the the effects of tyranny again. Yeah, we're in deep fucking shit with this crap. People aren't going to wake up until they get slapped right in the face. And when they do get slapped right in the face, it's going to be too damn late because they won't find any food on the shelves. They won't find any ammo.
The thing with that, Joe,
and
they're already getting slapped in the face. You know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're not feeling it. Some of them are making excuses for Biden. The only thing that they feel are gas prices going up. But like I'm saying, until they actually see the store shelves and the supermarkets going dry, right? And until they can't buy any more ammo, then they might start to say, something seems wrong here. Plus, my uncle and my cousin and my aunt died, and they took the vaccine. So what the hell's going on? It's late.
Yeah, well, Joe, I'll tell you what. I pretty much pride myself on being a realist, living in the real world, where there is no such thing as ifs and buts turning into candy and nuts and we're all going to have a merry fucking Christmas. I live in that world, okay? Mm-hmm. So what me and a friend of mine are doing, me and a coworker, who we go back to second grade together, we are buying a whole steer, and we're going to get it butchered up and divided, and we're paying half each for it because of these meat prices that are going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get a good bit of beef off of this steer. It's a good sized steer, and my wife was, well, why you want to do it? Why you want to do that? Well, she just went shopping today for Christmas groceries and New Year's groceries, and she called me up today and said, when are they gonna butcher that steer?
Oh, I could have told her that,
because she looked at the price of the beef roast.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And brother, let me tell you what, a good sized beef roast to feed a family of four on a Christmas holiday, you and I would have to sell a kidney right now. I'm telling you, it is outrageous. It is $82. $82.
Yep.
Exactly.
How much per pound are they selling it for?
All right, we're getting the steer. We're getting it at
not the steer.
As soon as he weighs. All she saw at Walmart was the roast, and she saw $82 on that roast.
How much? Yeah, for how much?
She didn't tell me. She didn't tell me that. But my wife is a good shopper. She will she'll burn $50 of gas to save $20 on groceries. Okay, that's how good of a shopper she is. But she looked at that and she said, when y'all gonna butcher that steer? And she told me, she said, I just saw a roast, and I think she didn't say how many pounds. She said, baby, she said $82 they wanted for this thing, and last year we bought the same roast for $30.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, shit.
You know
what a joke.
Oh yeah.
Bloody joke.
No bacon.
Fucking shit.
Beside of bacon.
And Bev, I can just imagine when Hurricane Ann went to go visit Bev down there in Australia, and she was telling us the price hikes up there. I can just imagine what they
mate, we have some of the highest prices in the world.
What is a liter of gasoline? You know, they don't go by gallons. What does a liter of gasoline cost now, Bev?
Well, we pay $1.62 a liter for petrol, and there's
Bam.
3.5 liters in a gallon.
So $1.62. So $1.62 times 3.
Yeah.
That's $4.86. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's just under California.
Yeah.
That's just under California right now.
Gas went down here, Virgil.
$3.09
a gallon.
Well,
Joseph, that is a joke. That strategic oil reserve, that is a joke. They never opened that damn thing. They never did. They never did. That is a lionest bunch of bullshit that has ever been brought down on the American people. Since Jimmy Carter started that shit back when the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit and the energy crisis and all of this shit here. You know, there is no fuel shortage.
Our electricity's through the roof, too.
Oh, yeah. That's happening here.
No such thing as drying your clothes in a dryer here. Hurricane couldn't get over the fact that we had to hang our washing out on the line when she was here. She said, I always put my clothes in the dryer. I said, well, we can't afford to here, mate. But then
dryer is 220 volts. It takes 220 to run that thing. And basically what a dryer is a spinning short circuit because it's got to heat up.
Yeah.
And, it sucks some electricity. When you got to plug that big plug in the wall, like a stove or a dryer or a central unit, you're gonna burn some juice. You're going to burn some juice.
Hey, what do you think those electric cars are going to do when you plug them up to your wall in your house?
Oh, God, that's going to be a disaster waiting to happen. You're going to have to wait about an hour for your goddamn car to be charged. Mm-hmm. And if you like to sell
they're
going to
wait.
You're going to
I'll tell
be,
you
you're
what.
You're going to have to be charged. You're going to have to be charged at like every damn day. You think people are going to stand for that?
Well, I tell you what, Joe, if I ever run up on one of them electric charging stations, it's going to take them a lot longer than that because I got a big pair of wire dykes in this truck, and I'm going to go to shopping. Piss on them electric cars.
There'd be no use out here. You wouldn't even get halfway from Sydney to where I live. In one of those,
right.
And then you'd be spending the next day charging your car
to
get to the other
one little bit
of your trip.
What little bit I know about Australia, you try to cross the Badlands in an electric vehicle, you're going to have a really, really bad day if you don't have a trailer load of water behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you what, that heat, if you think we got heat down here in Louisiana, you go to the Badlands of Australia, and I guarantee you, they will not find much of you when they get the rescue out there to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I have talked to truck drivers. I've talked to train truck drivers that run those train trucks out there, and they have an air conditioning system in those trucks that rivals most industrial coolers, okay, to keep them at cool in that cab during the summer months down there. Because it is treacherous. It is treacherous.
Yeah, it's treacherous enough where I live, mate. We're on the middle in the outback where I live.
Hell, just the fact
that you live in Australia.
Just the fact you live in Australia means you're living a treacherous life. The way the police are clamping down on people just because of their vaccines. If you don't wear a
mask
out there in public, they're going to knock you right over the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, knocking them over the head, Joe, does no good. You got to clip that shin because 90% of them are so drunk half the time, you hit them in the head, they're just going to laugh at you. I'm telling you, I know that much about Australians. I know that much about Australians.
You'll be right, mate. That's the attitude
Australian
of a lot of others. She'll be right, mate.
Australian beer. In the United States, you can use that shit as gear oil in your rear ends. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. You got to be a tough. You got to be a tough SOB to suck down seven, eight of those pints of that beer down there.
Right.
There's one thing about Australia which people should really model themselves after, and I think it's the longshoremen or the truckers, I forget which stood up to the cops, and I think they're standing up again. That is really admirable. I mean, I hope that they prevail, but I hope the cops don't bring out your version of the National Guard either, because
there's been more and more people, John, that are waking up every day. The crowds are getting, you know, 700,000 in Melbourne. Of course, the media won't tell you that. It's only a couple of thousand.
Bev, I've always wanted to ask you this. Ever since I saw the Crocodile Dundee movies, is there such a place as Walkabout Creek in Australia?
Yeah, up in the Northern Territory, mate.
There is a place called Walkabout Creek in the Northern Territory in Australia.
But there's places like it up around Catherine where these people are getting dragged off to into Howard Creek.
I just cannot believe that 3 million people died defeating that son of a bitch Hitler, and we swore before God and the world that we would not let this happen again. People,
we got Fauci for Hitler now.
No, he's not. He's Mengele. That's Joseph Mengele.
Yeah, he's more. He's
that's
more
the
like
new
Mengele
Joseph
than,
Mengele.
He's more like Mengele than Hitler. But we got the Cabal. We got the Illuminati. Even if you don't believe in them, you know what I heard?
I heard that as a result
of a lawsuit, a secret document showed up in federal court, and that secret document revealed. Now I don't know how true this is, because to me this is outrageous. But today, who knows? That document supposedly revealed that 50 nations signed over their sovereignty to Pfizer, which means that Pfizer now controls even America. Trump supposedly signed the secret treaty unknowingly.
He just put it under his nose.
Mm-hmm. You heard about it? I wish somebody would elaborate on that to me.
Yeah, I heard about that. I have to do some more research on that.
It doesn't surprise me, Joe. It doesn't surprise me when Bill Gates gets a divorce and settles his divorce settlement for $39 billion and in a month makes $45 billion back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how
and it
about,
doesn't surprise
Pfizer?
Me as well, because isn't Trump a Freemason?
Well, look at all these vaccines that they got patented already. I was studying on this the other night. With the Omicron coming on, and we all know this is blowhard bullshit, but they've already got a vaccine patent and fixing to get ready to be approved by FDA. I read this the other day. That's like, well, they barely know what the Omicron is, and they're saying this is very mild.
But, Joseph, you're forgetting something. They're going to approve it. They're going to give FDA approval to it. but they're not going to approve withdrawing the immunity from serious reactions where you can sue them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, they're not going to retract that. You know, the immunity.
Well, Big Pharma needs that money. Big Pharma has
to
prove you are guinea pigs. Beverly, yes, we love you. Sorry to hear about your mother, darling. Our heart goes out to you.
Hey, I just got a message from Ann. Her mom just got put in the hospital just now. So keep her in your thoughts. Yeah, I just got a message.
But you see, people, all right, Johnson & Johnson pulls their vaccine, okay? All right, we figured out what's clotting. We figured out what's clotting, so we're going to redesign the vaccine, and now it's back on the market, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So who was the guinea pig? You know, who was the lab rat that this got tested on, you know, for the new and improved?
The human population.
You know?
Well, look at this pill that they're coming up with now. We told you. We said this last year, Virgil. Watch them come out with a pill that's going to copy the Ivermectin or whatever you want to call it, but they're going to give it a different name and say, hey, this is a cure of all cures. What are they doing now? They're trying to get this pill approved.
Well, answer me this, Joseph. How come when everybody started taking the flu shots, all of a sudden, Joe, answer me this, all of a sudden when the flu shots came out every year, the COVID dropped dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dramatically.
But Joe dropped a call, so hopefully he calls back in. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was talking about this the other day. I mean, you know, and the same thing.
Because
this,
it's a hoax, people. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody who has died from pneumonia, other than car accidents and gunshots, okay, they're listing it as COVID. Because you know why? Because upper respiratory infections have been classified as COVID for years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're calling this COVID-19. Okay? Tell me what COVID 1 through 18 is. Duh.
They're a virus. The same with this Omicron.
Pneumonia, bird flu, swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, strep throat, whooping cough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stomach virus, measles. You know, I mean, let's you know, describe COVID 1 through 18 to me as to what this is. Why isn't this COVID 1? Why isn't this COVID 1? Why isn't the variant COVID 2? Why isn't the variant of the variant of the variant COVID-3?
Because they have all the original COVID, which was COVID-1,
give me a list,
migrated.
Give me a list of COVID-1 through 18. I challenge anybody to give me a list of COVID-1 through 18.
Well, here's a funny thing, and I was going to talk about this tonight. I was reading, and this came out on the news everywhere. I don't know if you heard or not, but the Pope is suddenly dying after he got the vaccine, supposedly.
Well,
but they're saying that he won't make it till the end of the year.
Well, I mean, if the Pope's dying, I mean, you know, hey, you know, he's been wanting to get to heaven for a long time. If he don't get to heaven, ain't none of us going. You know?
Right. Well, here's the thing,
you know,
Here's the opportunity
to meet the boss, you know?
Or to meet Satan, either way, you know? But here's what I've been saying all along is that we have known people, talked to people, had them on this show that got the vaccine. We've heard stories where they've lost families. I got a very good friend of mine who got the vaccine. I talked about him last week. ended up with blood clots in his lungs first, but now he's paralyzed in both legs. Both his legs are fucked up. Look at
Carmelita. Carmelita, they gave him the shot on the slick side,
and it was a Pfizer,
and it ended up killing him.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up killing him.
But yet they want to blame the unvaccinated. They're blaming us for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when they came out, when I was watching CBS Good Morning, and I don't like, you know, it's entertaining because, you know, if you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. If
mm-hmm.
you do watch the news, you're misinformed. And where I got that was from Denzel Washington. Okay. Okay, when they came on and said, well, what we're concerned about during the holiday season with family gatherings is mm-hmm. if that people don't wear a mask, that the unvaccinated are going to infect the vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like what?
So if I have Christmas dinner with someone who has smallpox,
mm-hmm.
but I was inoculated against smallpox when I was a child,
mm-hmm.
does that mean I'm going to get smallpox? Does that mean the inoculation was a fake, a fraud, and a pony? I don't think so. The same with polio, the same with diphtheria,
mm-hmm.
same with whooping cough.
Same with mumps.
You know, If they're telling me that I can infect, because I'm not vaccinated, that I can infect someone that is vaccinated, well, that tells me that these vaccines are not vaccines at all.
Exactly.
They're something else.
Here's the kicker. Just Saturday, this came out, and I posted this, and this was on the news. I posted it. A cruise ship carrying over 1,000 people. A cruise line, okay? Guess what? Every one of those passengers that were vaccinated tested positive for COVID. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, it's not hard to test positive for COVID
mm-hmm.
if you have
mm-hmm.
a test system that is mm-hmm. already infected with COVID.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It's just like the oldest trick that they cops use in a strip club, okay, to arrest people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they'll take a dollar bill from a stripper, and they'll put the detection chemical on a dollar bill, and if it turns blue, well, that dollar bill test positive for cocaine, and they arrest people for possession of cocaine.
Yep, yep.
Which is bullshit because every piece of money in the United States that is in circulation has been exposed to cocaine or some foreign drug or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to test positive.
Yep.
I mean,
well,
it's bullshit. It's, a, it's the oldest
thing.
Scam used in the book.
And here's the thing, Virgil, and I'm going to put this out there very, very harshly, is that, okay, it's the vaccinated people are dropping dead like flies, okay? And I know this because I've watched the news. Even out here, they're saying people are dying that are vaccinated. But the news is wanting to, the other media is wanting to cover it.
They're not dropping it. They're being euthanized.
Mm-hmm.
It's selective euthanizing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you have some kind of defect, epilepsy, diabetes, whatever it is, you're too old, you're
mm-hmm.
handicapped, special needs, whatever, you get one vaccine. If
mm-hmm.
you are a desirable, you get the other vaccine, which is
mm-hmm.
basically a placebo.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, there was a lady, this video got taken down, but it's steadily reappearing every now and then. There was this black woman who filled out the form and everything else to make an appointment to go get the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They were going to give her the Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer vaccine.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because she put on her form when it said declare your race, she put white. Well, uh-huh. When she got to the inoculation center or the vaccine center, went, oh, well, you're registered as white. Oh, we got to give you the other vaccine. And she got up and walked out.
Yeah. Exactly.
And this is not just one person. This is just not one black person that's testifying to this. There have been other blacks that have tried this, and they've come up with the same results.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I've heard the same thing. But here's the kicker, Virgil. The vaccine, what it's doing, like you said, you hit it right on the head. It's selective, and I said this too. This vaccine is designed to kill certain minorities, to depopulate the population.
And
but
they are covering it up. They're covering it up.
Exactly.
But in Africa, they're having a vaccine. People are dropping graveyard dead as fried chicken.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Why do you think they got crimes against humanity on Bill Gates and Fauci and the CDC and the entire, organization for that? But nobody's going to hear it here in the United States. And this is why I won't take it. I was asked, I was telling you about what was going on, with my roommate. He's my caregiver.
I mean, literally.
And stuff.
Literally, Joseph, I am so, this administration, this regime, this political whatever it is, has got me so stressed out, not tonight, but last night when I was driving up here, because I had to go get some paperwork because I had a tank wash because the paperwork wasn't right on this trailer, and I had to go get everything redone at a trailer wash some 70 miles away and everything. This has been the load from hell here, people. I started having chest pains from under my right armpit all the way over to my left armpit up by my neck. And, with the stress of this job and the stress of what's going on and the stress of having to worry about my family members and stuff, it's taking a toll on me. I guarantee you, I have aged 5 years, since Biden took office.
I think a lot of it has. I mean, I've been stressing it too, worrying and everything else, because we don't know what's going to happen next, and everything, and of course, the federal government
is starting to snow. It's starting to snow up here in the north, and it's starting to, the temperature is starting to drop like a rock, and these people that have to heat their homes with propane and with heating oil and stuff like this, with the prices the way they are, especially these people that have lost their jobs with the coal mines, with the Keystone pipelines, my heart goes out. My heart goes out to y'all. The older people and, these smaller businesses that have gone under and filing bankruptcy and stuff and employees that, they're pinching pennies, because unemployment doesn't pay you that much. And, I just don't know. I mean, if they want population control, they're going to get it this winter because a lot of people are going to freeze and starve to death this winter.
Oh, yeah.
In the Midwest, the Northeast, and everything.
We're seeing it here.
I mean, I'm looking at crops. I travel all over the United States, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at crops, cornfields, miles and miles and miles of cornfields that should have been chopped down 2 months ago and sent to market. They're just rotten because the cost of fuel, outweighs the profit from combining the corn and the beans and everything else. They're just leaving crops in the field to just rot because they cannot afford to harvest these crops across the United States.
And that's where a lot
of your food shortages is going to come from. And I can tell you this right now. Next year, by about February, you're really going to see it kick in. The puppet masters are going to kick in the full barrel, like we say down
there. A congressman up in D.C. said that same exact word that you're just now saying. He said by February or March, somewhere around there, you're going to see inflation worse than you have ever seen it. It's going to be worse, way worse, you know. But I tell you what, brother, I feel bad because there was two separate families here in Berlin about a couple of days ago lost their home to a fire because they were trying to heat their home. You know, they couldn't afford the fuel or anything like that. So, yeah, naturally everybody switched to wood stoves, right? Well, they lost their homes to a fire because of the wood stoves. And everything.
Let me tell you, a wood stove is a good source of heat. But if you don't run that exhaust flute just right and you don't put it through the wall, if you don't use what's called firewall when you install that flute to the outside for the smokestack, or if you want to call it, let me tell you something. Years ago, we had a hunting camp back of a place in the Chaffalot Swamp called Bayou de Glaze. And one night we were at the camp, and the stove pipe to the outside got kind of rotted. Well, they cut it off, and they ran it the 90, the elbow straight up. Well, it was a little too close to the roof of the camp. And back in the woods, you get a lot of leaves on top of that tin roof. Well, we're all ready to go to bed, and all of a sudden, we start smelling something, and we're getting smoke inside the camp. When we go outside the camp, the roof is on fire. All them leaves have caught fire from the wood stove. So we played hell. We're out there in the cold, dipping everything, pots, pans, whatever we can in the bayou, freezing our asses off. To get that fire out.
Same thing happened last year about this time. There was a mobile home just right down the road. Same thing. That, you know, a mobile home will burn very quick, quicker than you blink an eye. It'll go up like a
rotten Christmas tree.
So, you know, but, I feel it. I feel for it, especially down in Texas.
Well, you see,
oh, my gosh, when that power goes out in Texas again.
Oh, it's going to happen this year. It's going to happen.
I guarantee it. I'm expecting it here. I live right down the road from the power plant. And already
Those space heaters, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I forget the name of it. I can't think of the name of it. But they make a space heater on the market. And really, it's not one of those coil types that turn orange and red when you plug it in. You can look at it. It's a self-contained space heater. It looks like one of the old steam radiators that you used to have in the house, one of the old boilers.
I just bought one, and those heat up pretty good.
And if you take one of those, I mean, those will not catch your house on fire.
No.
It is impossible for one of those to catch your house on fire.
I've got one at the house in the wintertime.
I got one next to the bed at the house. And during the wintertime, when I'm at the house, I get up and I have a flat piece of metal on top of it, and I set my coffee cup on top of it to keep my coffee hot.
Right. Well, I tell you
I even put my socks on it to heat my socks up.
Right. Well, this I one.
But
I
another
got,
thing.
I got it at Walmart.
But another thing. Yeah.
Walmart
another thing you do with these things. Yeah. Yeah. Another thing you can do is buy a cheap dollar store box fan, mm-hmm. and you put that thing on low, and you put it behind that space heater, about a foot, 2 foot. Put the space heater on high, put the box fan on low behind it, and that thing will heat your entire house.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what
literally.
I did. Believe it or not, that's what I got going now because I got my turbo fan on with the space heater on and everything. Now, you just feel how warm it is in here, man. I was sweating just for the show, you know, and everything. But it will cook your butt. Get that fan going, you warm your whole
but
place
it,
up.
It, you can throw a gallon of gasoline on that thing. It will not catch fire.
No.
And those are the safest heaters you can get. And if you've got to get a space heater, you know, those are the ones you should get because those are
yeah,
the safest ones for your house.
And like I said, you get them at Walmart. Like I paid $49 for it the other day. So the one
well,
I had wore out finally after 2 years.
Because you would not believe I used to be a member of my hometown volunteer fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And you would not believe the calls we get. House fires, big and small, from space heaters being too close to the bed.
Yeah.
And
but anyway,
your natural gas stationary heaters, you know, your with the old porcelain mantles in them and things like that. You need those things don't have thermostats. You need to keep an eye on them. You know, especially mm-hmm. you older people. You know, I remember my grandmother. She used to put some old pots. She had some old steel pots that she used
mm-hmm.
to put right in front of that heater to get that water hot, and it would kind of make a little steam up in there
uh-huh.
and keep air going in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because these things will. You see, carbon monoxide poisoning. You know. It happens when the air gets too hot and the
mm-hmm.
heat begins to burn the oxygen
in
the house. And it's odorless
right.
and it's colorless, and it will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So please,
mm-hmm.
everybody, y'all just use your heads and be careful this year because this winter, I got a feeling it's gonna be a bad one.
Yep.
And things are going to be tight. Propane prices are up, heating oil prices are up, electricity prices are up. You know, if you're going to go with a wood stove, more power to you. Just get some advice, you know, don't cut corners with it.
Well, brother, it's that time and everything, and we'll be back on Thursday, and I want to make an announcement. I talked to Jeanette Finnicum earlier today. And she's not going to be able to make it on Thursday's show because her attorney advisor not to come on yet because of some legal matters. As you know, she's been battling the courts about, you know, over LaRoy and everything. And they just overturned a ruling so in their favor. So they got a new appeal with a new brand new judge and everything for this. So Jeanette,
well, what, exactly, explain to everybody exactly. You got more. You're more in the loop in this than I am. Explain exactly what the case is and what the appeal concerns.
Well,
what
the case is about since LaRoy's death. You know, Jeanette's been fighting Oregon. You know, and we all know how crooked the judge is over there with his case and everything and stuff. And she's just been battling after battle after battle after battle. Well, now, finally, they got an appeal for a new judge for a brand new hearing. And I think it's going to go in her favor. And she told me that once this is over with, she'll be able to come on the show. Or once her attorney gives her the green light, then she can come on the show. and everything. So that's why.
What exactly is she trying to get out of this case, Joseph?
She is suing the feds, the state, everybody involved in this. Okay, which is her right to, because they killed that man. You and I both know that. They murdered the woman.
Well, they didn't kill him. They assassinated him.
They assassinated him. And that's why we've been very careful what we say on the show, because we don't want to ruin anything and stuff going on. And I was pissed off the other day, Virgil, because, you know, this is the anniversary of the Oregon standoff and everything. And I was trying to upload some of the shows that we did because I was going to do some specials, but the FBI tagged those shows. So I cannot upload them. I cannot even play them. Even the last interview we did, they blocked. The interview I did, remember the interview I did inside the camp?
Those are
all tagged. I have to have special permission. I'm like, I'm the owner of the show. I don't have to have nothing. Well, the DOJ, the Department of Justice tagged those.
And it says Department evidence. Of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's evidence.
So they're all
okay.
Evidence. Apparently, it's evidence. You know. So.
Well, all right. We're on a list. We're on the list. Yay!
We've been on that list.
You see,
we've been on that list since day one, brother.
you see, I am so happy that I got involved with this show. You see, I have a friend in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be Willie Nelson's old lady, and
mm-hmm.
now I'm on a federal watch list. Boy, it can't, other than having a case of beer to go along with this, it can't get no better. You know?
Hey, we've been on their watch list. We're just not a big threat yet to them. You know, although me and Hurricane Ann has gotten some death threats in the past by them because of the shit that we've done on our show.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten those, too.
You know, but it's like, you know, but here's the thing is that we're very careful what we say around
the
internet.
But I got all of y'all beat. I got all of y'all beat.
Oh, you've had more visits. You got more.
You and Russell. I've had two visits from Homeland Security.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got
top
more business than we have. You know? But I tell you what, man. But, yeah, we'll be back here Thursday night and everything. And, you know, we'll just see what happens. I mean, how much more insane is it going to get, Virgil? You predict that. I'll let you predict that.
I have no idea. The only thing it can do is get better. I mean, you know, it's going to get a lot worse, but I mean, it's just got to the point where it's a tragic comedy now.
It has turned into
a complete tragic comedy.
We're seeing the Supreme Court is actually standing up and saying, you know, this is with these vaccine mandates, federal mandates, and all this other stuff. They're saying this is a, you know, government overreach and everything. But these governors, like our governor, is still mandating them, violating a Supreme Court order. But nothing's going to get done about it.
No, nothing's going to get done. Not as long as you've got a puppet, a crony, a play-along in the Department of Justice. I mean, you know, he's all behind this redistricting stuff. You know,
because we white
supremacists, you know, we're suppressing voters and this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. I work in an industry where I'm a minority within a minority. I work in the trucking industry, but I pull chemical tankers. Okay. 75%, ladies and gentlemen, 75% of the chemical haulers, owner-operators, and company drivers are black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a few thousand drivers, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think those few thousand black truck drivers don't have CDL licenses? You think they don't know where the motor vehicle office is at? Come on, people. In the words of Brandon, come on, man. Come on, man.
Right.
And here's the thing. Do I need to wipe somebody's butt? Huh?
My
you want to get your butt
clean.
Wiped?
My butt's been clean, as he would say.
Yeah.
But, just a word to the wise, everybody, look at your vote, like Virgil said in the beginning of the show, look at your registration. If your address doesn't match,
yes, go do
it.
That. Go get it done. Go get it done.
Change
even
it.
If you put the same information, even if the information is accurate, update it.
Mm-hmm.
Update it, because I'm telling you what's coming. They're going to do the voter purge.
And
they're going
to
do it.
They switch you, because my registration got switched from GOP to, guess what, Virgil? Not Democrat, undecided. So I was pissed. I was like, oh. So I switched it back, but I'm a county clerk now. And I can, but now I can, keep watching everything that's going on and stuff. But I'm telling you, as a clerk too.
Check into it. It does not cost anything, and it takes very little time, and it's going to pay off in the long run, ladies.
And go on your website.
Please,
go
check your voter registration information. Because like I said, if you moved into another house, even though you're in the same district, even though you're in the same county, if your mailing address does not jive with that voter registration that is on public record, they are going to purge you.
And they will check those
they
records.
They are going to purge you.
Yep.
They're doing it now in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, brother, we'll be back here Thursday night at 7. Hopefully Russell could join us. And I love my new mic, by the way. How did everything sound tonight? It sounded crystal clear tonight.
I can still hear you. I can still hear your voice, so you might want to bring it back to where it got it from. But if you like it, I like it.
Right. But that's my birthday present. But, I have to learn how to adjust the mic and everything. But anyhow, y'all, we'll be back here Thursday night and everything. And just hang in there. That's all we can say. But we're going to sign off. Virgil, be careful on the road tonight, especially in that snow, brother. And watch for that black eye.
Yeah, I sure will. Sure will.
But anyhow, good night, everybody. And we'll see you Thursday night.
Good night, Chesty. Good night, Chesty, wherever you are.
She grew up in the Indiana town, had a good looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.